Okay, my name is Joshua Showalter. Sorry for my voice. I got a cold in my voice, so it's not very good today. But I was very blessed at Bible school this year. Very encouraged, very exhorted by the messages. I haven't been to Bible school for about 3 years since I was in Ghana for about 2 years on the Sent To program. But I was very encouraged by Brother Mickey Brubaker's series on pursuing godliness. And I felt like there's some deficiencies in my life, and especially in the area of really pursuing God in the area of prayer. And I feel like I want to go home and really engage myself in spending quality time with prayer, alone with God. And I feel like that's a need for all of us young people. In order to flourish and thrive spiritually, we really need to engage ourselves in that holy exercise. And along with the devotional this morning, I was just thinking recently of the blessing we have as young people. And I just really encourage all of us not to take that for granted. You know, like it says in Psalms, the lions have fallen to the unpleasant places. Thou hast a goodly heritage. And sometimes for us young people, we don't realize the tremendous blessing we have received from God in a spiritual way, to have godly homes and families and friends and church that can encourage and exhort us. And I encourage us to consider that a blessing and to be under authority, seek God's direction and leading in our lives. And I know that God has wonderful things for all of our futures. And I want to bless you here as a church. I thank God for each one of you, and I pray that God will continue to bless and strengthen the body here in Allen County. So God bless you.
Good morning. My name is Nathan, Joshua's youngest brother. I can say I'm privileged to be here with y'all, worship together. It was a blessing. I was blessed already this morning. I'd say Bible school, in brief, was a tremendous blessing. And put it in brief, what Bible school was all about was like, give your spiritual life everything you got. And that's my desire as I go home, to put it into action. And one thing that stood out to me was, I think it's Friday, Mickey said, he was talking about the importance of authority and how tremendous, how big of a blessing it is in your life. And it helped me learn to value authority. And I'd encourage all of you as young people to learn to love and to respect your authorities. And it's a tremendous blessing. It gives you security. And he was saying how if you disobey your authorities, disrespect them, it's like taking your eyes out, your spiritual eyes. You become blind to spiritual things. And that's something I want to learn to do, is to respect my authorities and to love them and value them.
Yeah, I'm David Schrock. From Liberty, Kentucky. I can say it's good to be here this morning, and I was blessed this last week of Bible school, and I can just pray for me that I can go home and apply things that I heard to my life.
Over all, in spite of foes. righteous on the cross the bell defies. Jerusalem, Mount Zion, fair thou city of the free. Thy matchless walls, thy palaces, thy strong high towers we see. Thou mother of each holy one, our hearts exalt in thee. The gates of hell cannot prevail, infernal legions strong must cower beneath the mighty tread of victors over wrong. O lift thy voice, thou Church of God, in joyous battle song. Jerusalem, Mount Zion, fair thou city of the free. Thy matchless walls, thy palaces, thy strong high towers we see. The mother of each holy one, our hearts exalt in thee.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I would say I was very challenged by this week of Bible school. I was really blessed by all the messages, but I was especially challenged by Mickey Brubaker's messages. His title for the week was A Life Consumed with Pursuing Godliness. And I had a verse here in 1 Timothy 6:11 that went with that. It says, "But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, love, patience, and meekness." Monday he talked about the challenging power of the new covenant, and then Tuesday he talked about the one that stuck out to me the most, probably was Tuesday, he talked about following hard after godliness. He had about 19 points that he went through, and I'll just list a few of them here. The first one was earnestly pursuing victory, and then the other one was looking for ways to serve others, pursuing spiritual gifts, searching to be a learner, and embracing authority in my life. And then the last point he had was do what is right, not what you feel like. And a quote he had was, "God never promised to make it easy, he promised to make it possible." And another thing he really expounded on through the week was, little things matter. So I guess it's the little things that matter that make a big difference. So I want to be faithful in the little things in life.
Sorry, I have a bad cold. But good morning, everyone. I had a good week in Bible school. I enjoyed all the messages, but there was one. I have a few notes here by Mickey. Yeah. Actually, it wasn't a message, but he just kept coming back to it. Matt mentioned on it already about all the little choices in life. It seems the big issues in life is what we tend to focus on, but it's the small ones that ultimately decide where we end up at. And every choice and decision has a consequence, whether that be good or bad. I've got a few verses here. Galatians 6, verse 7 says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." And Proverbs 14, verse 12 says, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." Romans 6, verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life." And the wages being the the results of choices and decisions we make through our life. And I think a good verse for that, a good filter to run our choices and decisions through would be in Philippians 4, verse 8, it says, "Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, and whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." Or we could say, do these things. And so I had.
Yes, I also enjoyed my week at Bible school. I enjoyed Mickey's series on A Life Consumed with Pursuing Godliness. His message on quality closet time was one that stuck out to me. I see my need for more alone time with God. One thing he said was, if our Lord Jesus needed to spend alone time with God, how much more do we need to? I also enjoyed Sam's messages on seeing Christ under the Old Testament. It was interesting how he took something out of the Old Testament and paralleled it with something from the New Testament. I also ask that you pray for me that I could live a life consumed with pursuing godliness.
Good morning, everyone. A lot was shared this week about being violent in our pursuit to godliness and having a close, vibrant relationship with Christ. It's very important to make it our first priority to spend time reading and praying, and when we do, to make it quality time. But I'm finding out that I often just do what I feel like doing this area rather than doing what I know is right. And I realize that I don't have to be this way if I don't want to be, because although God didn't promise to make it easy, he did promise to make it possible. 1 Timothy 6, verse 11 and 12. But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called. God wants to be the center of my life, and I won't let him be just that.
Morning, everyone. I just have to excuse my voice again, but I can also say that Bible school, it truly love me with a burden in my heart, to look into my own life and ask God to do a work that's needed in my heart in many areas. I was really challenged with Mickey's messages. He gave a quote that went something like this. It says, two choices war within my breast. One is foul and the other blessed. And the one God loves and the other God hates. The one we feed will dominate. So we, every day in life, we're faced with many choices. And with every choice, there's two options. The one option will either feed the fleshly mind, or the other will feed the spiritual mind. The one will kill, the other one will bring life. And I was just thinking, you know, every time we feed those fleshy desires, it's like, or whatever it may be, it could be our carnal mind, thoughts of self, or lustful thoughts. It can be sports. It can be the fads and fashions of this world, how we dress outwardly, and many other things. You go on and on. You liken it as taking a knife and just thrusting it into our body. He said it's, he gave the verse to Timothy where it says, fleshy lusts which war against the soul. He just asked, why did God liken it to war? You know, war is horrific. It's horrible. But he said, that's just how it is when you feed the fleshy mind. It'll kill the spiritual life right out of us. And then he went on to say, just as much as it'll kill, when we feed the spiritual mind, it'll bring life to our souls. And as we feed on the Word of God and commune with Him, the love of God will start welling up within us, and we'll start loving God's Word, and we start looking forward to entering our prayer closet daily and connecting with God, and just bringing Him our needs and our heart, and worship Him. And as we do that way, it'll open our eyes to a lot of things that we never seen before. A lot of gray areas become black and white, and we'll start seeing, you know, what right from wrong more clearly. So my desire is that I would just continue to seek God with all my heart. God bless.
Shall arm thee in the silent night.
Zion, fair Zion, thou church of the firstborn. My heart in its rapture rejoices in thee. The angels in heaven behold thee with wonder, the glorious city, the home of the free. Eternity's ages of bliss shall be thine in regions unclouded above, and there shalt thou dwell. Rapture rejoice.